Today's message title is Let's See from Bible verse is Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 through 4. Good morning everyone, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for the grace to worship with you all in 2023. Following last year's candlelight service and Christmas service, we had outside service of Matsubara Lake Bible Camp, and I'm surprised that the year has gone by so quickly, and January is already coming to an end. Time really flies by year. And I feel that there is not enough time at all to look back on last year and bask in the afterglow. But did everyone have a chance to look back on last year? Although time is short, looking back on the past year, I am certain that God has indeed protected and guided me, even though I could not see the future and had worries. Although I still feel time flies, but I could look back my past year. God was always with me. And I remembered every blessings God did to me. That is why I am able to greet New Year like this. At the same time, however, after spending this year up to today, I could not help but feel myself flickering back to the future and worrying about what is to come. Our Christian walk is, of course, filled with joy at times, but like Job, there are also times when we are placed in an acceptable hardship and trials that we do not understand at all. At such times, we may ask ourselves, what is this? What is going on? Why can this thing be resolved? And we cannot help but ask God. And the questions may not only be about ourselves, but also about the world, such as the endless coronas and the war between Russia and Ukraine. I am certain that God has indeed protected and guided me, even though I could not see the future and had worries, fears, and anxieties in my work. So what is God's will? How should I work from now on? What will happen in the future? How should I face these hardships and trials? What choices and decisions should I make? Why doesn't God answer my prayers? How should we live our lives in the midst of so many questions that keep coming to mind one after another? Last week's Pastor Hong's message, he mentioned that wrestling with God is translated as wrestling with God in the Kakutosuru in Japanese Bible. Kakuto means wrestle. I have not been able to stop thinking about this since last December, and I hope we can find it together through the word of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 through 4, which became my personal theme verse. My personal theme verse this year, and the prophet Habakkuk, one of those who wrestled with God. Listening Hong's message, I remember this verse again. Habakkuk asked to God so many things. So let's look at Habakkuk and I'd like to find how to live this year. Open your Bible, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me, and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. The book of Habakkuk differs slightly from other prophetic books. While most prophetic books are in form of words from God to the Israelites, the book of Habakkuk is a dialogue in which the prophet Habakkuk asks questions and appeals to God, and God responds to those questions and appeals. This book is also called Little Book of Job. Rather than a prophet speaking God's word to the Israelites, the book of Habakkuk is characterized by the fact that he brings their problems and struggles before God, as if they were his own, and ask him about them. And reading from chapter 1, you may think that the content of Habakkuk's question to God is the same as the one we would ask God not only at the time, but also in this day and this age. Now, I would like to reflect on the circumstances from which this question to God by Habakkuk emerged. Habakkuk was a prophet active in the last days of southern Judah. At this time, southern Judah was in critical situation for the survival of the nation. This was triggered by the death of King Joshua of southern Judah. What King Joshua did after he became king is described in 2 Kings chapter 22 through 23, verse 29. Chapter 22 and 23. Today we don't read the details, but let's see chapter 23 verse 25. There was no king before him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, and all his strength, according to all the law of Moses, as Joshua did. Nor did any like him arise after him. He was the best king in the eyes of God and in the eyes of men, who cherished and obeyed God's word and the word of God, who cast away all idols and restored worship, and who was worthy in the eyes of the Lord. But King Joshua is killed in battle in the war between Assyria and Babylon, fighting against Egypt, which had come up with Assyria reinforcement. The people lose their king, and the king who was good in the eyes of the Lord, but they cannot afford to be without king to govern their country for a period of time. So they hurried to appoint the next king, and it was Jehoahaz. Jehoahaz, a fourth son of God Joshua, but the Egyptians did not like him and imprisoned him and installed Jehoiakim, King Joseph's second son, as king, and he went on to do what was evil in the eyes of the Lord, not like his father, King Joshua, but exact opposite of his father. He's really opposite of his father. I'll introduce some episode from Jeremiah chapter 36. The next winter, next winter, Baruch read the prophecy to King Jehoiakim in the temple. The following winter, Baruch read in the temple the Jeremiah's prophecy was written in the book. King Jehoiakim cut off the scroll piece by piece and burned it in a fire. His worries, his anxieties, his troubles, he asks God in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. How long is this painful situation going on where I am crying out so earnestly for help, but he is not listening and saving me? Why doesn't the righteous God intervene in this situation and just watch over it? Habakkuk's appeals was prompted by the situation during the time of Jehoiakim's reign, when iniquity became righteousness and evil became righteousness in his own eyes. Habakkuk asks God, "Why did you let the king who was good in your sight die and set up these terrible kings? Is it right for southern Judah, your chosen people, to be in this condition? If things continue as they are, they will perish." And God answers Habakkuk like that from verse 5 of chapter 1. But the answer is the one Habakkuk had hoped for, wanted to hear, and idealized. His ideal answer is, all right, soon I will raise up another king like King Joshua, and I will remove iniquity from the land, so that judgment will be just." And wicked will not prevail over the righteous. But God's answer was not like that. Rather, it was an answer that was totally incomprehensible, that he did not want to hear, and he could not believe his ears, that he did not know God and would judge the wickedness of southern Judah through the famously violent Babylon. And Habakkuk asked God, "Father, does not he? Is this really your will? The right and best thing to do?" Habakkuk, placed in increasingly difficult situation, takes action. Let's see Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. "I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Habakkuk didn't give up, and he stands in the watchtower or ramparts with frustration, incomprehension, problems of people, and appeals to God. He near to God. A watch or rampart is, as all you know, the highest point in the castle, the tallest building built to protect the castle, a place where you can see everything. It is a watchtower, the very place where you can keep track of the enemy, how many enemies there are, and often ascertain where and how the enemy is attacking from. So why did Habakkuk go to such a place? What was he trying to see? With pain or anger, The second half of verse 1 says this. I will see what the Lord will say to me concerning my complaint. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Habakkuk here declares that he will go up the watch and stand firm to see how God will answer his appeal and how he will work. He says, that the rampart is a place where he climb up to see God and to spend more time with God, not see his enemies. In spite of his desperate appeal, the answer to his plea is to use Babylon to judge the Israelites, which he can only think of as the worst possible thing to do. He doesn't understand what God is saying at all. But Habakkuk did not give up on his walk of faith here. Instead of giving up, he goes on to wrestle with God even more. He chooses to go farther out to God with his various thoughts, wishes, and problems, and he tried to wait first for God's word to be given to him. God gives us his word first, rather than changing our circumstances, and we see that he leads us by his word first, rather than by circumstances. This was true at the time of Noah's flood, Abram's departure from his homeland, and the offerings of Isaac. First, he talked first, and we respond to the word, to his word. Verse 1 says, watch. Let's see, Isaiah chapter 21, verse 8 says, day after day, my Lord, I stand on the watchtower. Every night I stayed at my post. On the watchtower, we should wait and see God keep waiting and watching until God will answer. saw Habakkuk climb up and stood in the rampart and near to God, determined to keep waiting and watching, standing to see how God would answer his appeal. I think we also want to focus on this attitude of Habakkuk's. I believe that God will lead us to have this attitude when we have problems and thoughts and pains that have not yet been resolved, so that we can focus on the words that God speaks to us day and night and the works that God is doing. He will answer. He will talk to us. We should breathe God. In Matsubara Bible Camp, God repeatedly talked to me. I realized my perspective is so narrow. But God talked to me. See, let's see this. God talk to us always, see and wrestle me with me. God always talked to us. And he definitely responded to our questions. And now let's look at how God answered Habakkuk as he stood in the fortress. Chapter 2, verse 2. God answered him, "Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that the herald may run with it." He first told us how to write down the content of vision to be conveyed. In Korean, it was written so that it could be read while running. And it was written so that anyone could read it at a glance and immediately pass it on to others, so that anyone who really reads it can immediately pass it on to the next person. And verse 3, "For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false." Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. In verse 3, he said, it will certainly come and will not delay. This part is happy things. The challenge is the word, if it is delayed, wait for it. The challenge is that God says, if it is late, wait for it. We may feel that we are late, but we are not late. But it is not our time to be late. It means that we have to wait for God's time, not our times. So, how should we wait? Let's see, verse 4. See, the enemy is puffed up, his desires are not upright. But the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. When Habakkuk went out to wrestle with God with an unsolvable problem, God did not tell him the solution to the problem, but said, the righteous shall live by his faith. The word faith, faithfulness, here is the Hebrew word imnah. It is a word that means firm, enduring, sturdy, secure, faithful, steadfast, continual, true, and faithfulness. In the Old Testament, faith is translated only in today's passage, Emnah. As for how Emnah appears elsewhere in the Old Testament, the first time it appears is in the battle between Amalek and Israel, where Moses raises his hand to give himself the upper hand, and when his hands fall, his enemies have the upper hand. Exodus chapter 17, verse 12. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. The raised part here is the Emnah. Have you ever kept your hands in the air? When I was a child, my parents used to tell me to sit on my knees and put my hands up in the air. When I got into the fight with my sister and got angry, but soon my hands would get tired and they would gradually calm down. But in this verse, Emnah is used to describe Moses' endurance at any cost as his hands come down, sometimes even while having his hands supported. In other words, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4 could be paraphrased as saying that the righteous lived by faithfully enduring. The word is also used in this phrase in situation where work is defined. 1 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 22. These men who were chosen as gatekeepers at the entrance were 212 in all. They were listed in the genealogies in their respective villages, David and Samuel. The forerunner had ordained them for this duty on the basis of their faithfulness. The ordained here is Emna, and the following, 1 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 31, and the eldest son of Shalom to Coronite, one of Levites and Matthias were appointed to the duty of making flat cakes. The same is true of appointed. And in same is true of appointed in 1 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 31. These are people who have to do this work for the rest of their lives. In other words, even if the work assigned to them is a small task, they will do it faithfully and patiently. That is emuna, the word, same word translated as faith in today's passage. And 2 Kings chapter 12 verse 15, and those who gave money to pay those who were doing the work were not asked to settle, for they worked faithfully. This is a faithful part here. It is used as being faithful and loyal to one's work, whether people are watching or not, without changing. And the best example of this emuna is Jesus Christ, who endured and hung on the cross faithfully and truthfully for us. He said, "Please take this cup from me." Jesus even prayed in But despite the mocking and the spitting of men, the ignorance and the violence of sinners, Jesus endured to the end on the cross. Through this, we are forgiven of our sins, saved from destruction, given eternal life, and our salvation is fulfilled. Therefore, the righteous shall live by faith means the righteous shall live by Jesus Christ. Today's passage urges us to climb each stronghold, stand firm, and wait for God's word, to keep our eyes on God, wrestle with God, and it challenges us to wait with sincerity and endurance for the mission work and walk, given to us by Jesus Christ, and He will come. There will be no delay, and the absoluteness of God's promises that His time is never too early or too late. God's time is never too early or too late. And He encourages us that we will be okay. The most gratifying thing is that we are not alone. When we do MNA, we have many God's family and friends in faith, Megumi Church. And we can say, "Behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Jesus is with us, who promised, "I will be with you always, even to the end of the world." Jesus is with us, who promised. "I will stand in my watch. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the rampart. I will look to see what He will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint." Let us take full advantage of the privilege we have been given this 2023 and wrestle with God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we can worship You together. Thank You, we have God family, and You gave Your word to, and You gave Your word for this year. Thank You. From Your eyes, there are many bad things in this world, many things happen we cannot understand, and we ask You, because we cannot realize, and we move by our times. But You don't give up us and love us and lead us to grown up by Your word. And You always respond to us. Thank You, dear God. From Habakkuk, we learn, he confessed, he stand on watch and wait and wrestle to You. Like Him, we can please support us, we can wrestle You and near You. Please help us and guide us to You in any situation. Please help us endure with You the situation, and in any situation we can have hope to You. Jesus' name, food and for us. We pray. Amen.